From the WLRN studios of the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The city of Miami Beach has a brand new department for its municipal government. As WLRN's Danny Rivero tells us, it's something of a work of art.
The first thing you see in the Department of Reflections circular office is a floor mosaic made of a deconstructed disco ball and a collection of invasive plants. A wall of archival photographs shows a mock invasion of Miami Beach during World War II. The department is the brainchild of artist Misael Soto.
It's a fiction, it's my invention, and it's what I consider the best way art can kind of integrate with city government.
Soto is the department's director and an artist in residency with the city of Miami Beach, so it's not a complete fiction. The space has hosted meetings of other city departments, along with lectures, art exhibits, and presentations on climate change and history. Soto wants to encourage city officials to think more deeply about their work.
Their job, sometimes literally, is to put out fires. What would help them is to do some, you know, inward soul searching every once in a while as well. I mean, we all need to go to therapy more often.
The department will stay active until the end of Soto's residency in May of 2020. I'm Danny Rivero on Miami Beach.
The Department of Reflection is holding a series of events this Saturday at the Rotunda Building in front of the Bass Museum of Art on Miami Beach. You can find out more at WLRN.org. Well, the wild, bold, and colorful celebration that is Fantasy Fest is drawing to a close this weekend. The yearly event sends tens of thousands of people onto the streets of Key West, many of them scantily clad or merely body painted. And Key West police have a message for anyone thinking about flying a camera drone over the island. Please get a permit first. Police have released a statement saying that due to safety concerns regarding the Key West airport, military operations, and dense crowds, any drone operation in Key West airspace must first be cleared with the Federal Aviation Administration. Tomorrow night's Fantasy Fest parade is expected to draw some 60,000 people. The 10-day festival ends on Sunday. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMattei.